today, but we got the full team. Hey, Chewy, Heidi, and Frank. And from Atlanta,
what's up, baby?
Hey, Frank and Gary. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
What up, Sherry and the gang? Now, coming up, do I smell jealousy in the air? Find out why Prince William may have some hateration for his brother, Prince Harry.
Plus, find out who encourages this actress and model to live her best life. But first, Sherry, what you got?
Well, Heidi, it has been 7 years since Jennifer Lawrence's infamous fall up the stairs at the Academy Awards when she won Best Actress. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember.
During a recent interview on Heather McMahon's Absolutely Not podcast, Jennifer recalls having to confront everyone's favorite news anchor, Anderson Cooper, for saying that she faked her Oscar fall. Listen to this.
Anderson Cooper, I saw him on CNN like 3 days later saying, like, well, she obviously faked the fall. And I'll tell you what, I saw him at a Christmas party and I let him know, but he apologized. And I think we're good friends now.
Why would anyone fake that?
Yeah, you wouldn't fake that. That's your moment. Believe me, like, I've given my Oscar speech 1,000 times in my mirror at home. You never fake a
you
fall.
You never fake
up to, because
a fall.
Then here's what happens. No one talks about your Oscar speech. Everyone's just talking about the fall, which is not what you want.
Yeah, I totally thought she faked it until she fell at something else. And then I just realized she has the bounce of a giraffe that's just been born. Like, they just, you know.
Gary, you're pretty confrontational. Has anybody ever come up to you and directly confronted you about something you said on the radio or something you said here at Dish?
Yes, Gary? Honey. Just one person, T.I. I'm going to call his name, honey. And he came up to me, honey, and told me I was talking about his family. And I said, no, I wasn't. I didn't say that. Because, girl, he was a thug at the time, girl. I was still fresh in the game. So I was like, no, I didn't. He said, yes, you did.
You just pretended it wasn't you? Like, yes. No, not me.
Yes, girl. Wow. I was trying to, girl, hide my way out, honey.
Well, Chewy, if you want your girl to stay with you forever, then the key is to buy her a $20,000 Birkin bag. That is the going rate for love.
Yeah.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Not happening.
The rapper Sweetie has caused an uproar after a viral clip dropped of her telling women that if your man is not getting you a Birkin bag or paying your bills, then kick him to the streets.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have. But fans were having mixed feelings on what Sweetie was saying, and they were not feeling it at all. One practical Twitter user said, I'd rather pay off her student loans than spend $20,000 on a Birkin bag.
Right.
I agree 1,000,000%.
Here's what I carry every day. I carry a $40 a black backpack. It's fine.
Well, no one said you have style.
Okay, it's fine. What do you mean? This is $40. If this was $20,000, wouldn't I look like an idiot? Like, this was 20 grand. Nothing. That's stupid.
That hat makes you look like an idiot.
Sherry, we all know that Quavo's her man. Do you think this is the wrong message to be sending to women? What are your thoughts?
I think if you look beyond the message of the Birkin bag and the pay the bills, I think she's going, you know what? If you don't have a man that's doing something in his life, then you need to kick him to the streets. Trick Daddy already said, when we too daggone independent, we're not going to have nobody. Let a man do some stuff for you.
And yo, Gary, what's the biggest purchase you've ever made to somebody that you were interested in? I need to hear this.
I bought my friend a pair of $25 shoes, honey, and he was happy as hell because my thing is, you're not gonna wear what I wear because nothing is promised. So, and we did break up, but I bought him some $25 shoes. He was excited about
it. You bought him a pair of $25 shoes.
That's right. But they look good, though. I bought them from the outlet. He was happier than a pig in sunshine. Because they say if you buy a man some shoes, he's going to walk out your life in them. That's why his was $25.
He won't walk far. All right, well, moving on. Things just got a little spicier in Robert Lacey's new book, Battle of Brothers, William and Harry. Now, Robert is claiming that P.W., a.k.a. Prince William, is envious of his brother Harry. Now, according to claims made by the brother's bodyguard in the book, William was always jealous of the lovable reputation that Harry had, and he wasn't too happy his brother and his wife, Meghan, overshadowed him and his wife, Kate. Now, and that's not all. The bodyguard also recalled the incident when the brothers got into an argument when they were kids, and Harry said, you'll be king one day. I won't, so I can do what I want. So,
I believe that happened. I believe that.
Here's my thing. I think they should do it like they did in Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Wakanda, and they should fight like T'Challa and Killmonger did, or do some sort of
the
joust.
Wakanda, the Wakanda
Royal
stuff.
Rumble.
From the beginning of time, you know, like Marie Antoinette, her sister put her in prison in the dungeon and beheaded her. Like, royals fight. They get jealous of each other, and they do things. So I absolutely believe that he could be jealous of Harry because he's got all of the royal responsibilities, and Harry doesn't have to do anything but live and have a good time.
Harry is, he's in the perfect position, and William knows it. It's like, damn, one day I may have to be king. I don't really want to have to do this, and Harry will never be because they go to William and then the kids.
Queen Elizabeth never smiles. You notice that? She never smiles. The pressure
That's because she has British teeth.
And they don't got no seasoning on their food.
Now, Headcrack, you have boys. Is there a jealousy, Headcrack, with your boys? Is there a jealousy? Like, how do they resolve it when your boys are jealous with each other?
They fight over things that I bought, and it's like, where's your brother going with it? Y'all all live in the same house. It's all mine. Dad give if dad take it away. So, like, that's kind of how I squash it all. Like, they act like they gonna leave with it.
Well, Sherry, your former co-star, Brooke Shields, is one hot mama. Ooh, yes. Check out these pictures. She was flaunting her cakes. And the reason she's doing this, she was encouraged by her daughters to do so, teenage daughters. And Brooke opened up recently telling reporters she was trying to hide her body. I can relate. When it was time to put on a swimsuit, and her daughters actually called their mom out on it. This is what they said. Mom, it's ridiculous. It was sort of seeing myself through their eyes and just celebrating things like my butt. Things I just would never want to focus on in my life. Being 55 and saying, wait a minute, women over 50 are not done. And look at this picture of Brooke Shields. She's not done. She looks great. Sherry, now you've seen Brooke Shields up close. Does it kind of bother you when somebody who does have a pretty good body is kind of bashing themselves? Does that bother you?
It's so funny because I work with Brooke Shields on Suddenly Susan, and she's always been this way, Heidi. She's always been really shy about things that are so beautiful about her. I would always say, Brooke, like, you're amazing. You should show it. And she would just go, no. So I'm not surprised that she's like that, but I'm glad she sees that she's beautiful. And it gets even better over 50. Go ahead, girl.
She looks good.
You know, I see it says in the script that, Heidi, you wish I would encourage you more to show off your body?
Yes.
Well, now, Brooke Shields is the star of Blue Lagoon. You are the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Merry Christmas, friends.
Stay in your lane.
So mean.
Creature from the Black. Every day it gets worse.
Heidi, you are beautiful.
I'm now a creature from the Black Lagoon.
You are sexy. This is coal, Heidi. This is what you're getting for Christmas. I'm a piece of coal for you.
That's what you're getting. I gotta come back to the studio ASAP.
I need you, Poppy.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Yes.
Well, up next, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard forgot a very important date. We'll have it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yay!
Oh, boy. It is the end of 2020, you guys. We made it. I mean, it's been a real challenging year.
Heidi.
But we made it, and we're all here. We're all in a good mood. It's festive, but I want to make us all feel a little bit old right now because some big Hollywood stars are turning 40 this year, and I think some of the names are going to shock you, and you will feel old. Remember Kevin McAllister from Home Alone?
Yes.
That little boy?
Yes.
Turning 40 years old this year.
It's about time he leaves the house. Yeah, 40, still at home.
Also, Wednesday Addams is going to be turning 40 years old.
Oh,
yes, both Macaulay Culkin and Christina Ricci are turning 40 this year, so that'll certainly that'll make you feel old. Now, there's some other Hollywood celebs turning 40. I'll go through the list pretty quickly, and then we can talk about it. Kim Kardashian, finally 40.
Most of her is turning 40.
Right. Ashanti, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, Venus Williams, Rebel Wilson, Gisele Bündchen, and Jake Gyllenhaal. Also, Ryan Gosling and Channing Tatum.
Are these their real ages or are these their Hollywood ages? So I don't know. I'm not sure.
If it was a Hollywood age, they'd all be 29 still. You're having this story.
So many people, Frank, have been 29 and 39 for the last 10 years.
What advice would you give the ladies of this crew turning 40?
What I start telling people is that I'm 63. Because then people go, damn it. are you kidding me? You look, because if I say my actual age, they just go, yeah, that's right.
Great advice, Heidi. For me, I would tell these women over 40, say no. No is the most amazing word. You know why? Because you can always turn no into a yes, but it's hard to turn yes into a no.
Well, I'll be the big 4-0 in a couple years, Frank. Is there anything as a man I should know specifically?
You're 40 years old. You can't go to the club anymore.
Now that's over.
That's why really? Denny's has a breakfast bar. You sit at the breakfast bar and wait for the club to close for all the ladies to leave the club. And then you get them at Denny's after they've had a moons in my hammock.
That's right. Okay. Let them chew for all the drinks.
Moving on, Kristen Bell is another celebrity who's turning 40 this year. And she forgot to celebrate a very special day in her life. It was her wedding anniversary with hubby Dax Shepard.
Oh.
So Kristen realized that her and Dax had both, they both forgotten the special day. She took to social media and posted a photo of her and Dax with the caption, "Well, it's that time of year again, the anniversary of the day each year when we say to each other, wasn't our anniversary last week or something at some point? I love you, at Dax Shepard, and I always will."
They both, that's easy. They, at least they both forgot, because if one forgets, the other one doesn't, you feel like a real deal. But if you both forgotten, you're like, oh, we're so...
Have you ever forgotten an anniversary?
Never.
See, that's the thing about this couple of years, that they forget their anniversary. So do me and my wife, but I think that proves you're truly in love, because you don't need a date to remind you
why you're
there.
No, I think you're trying to forget the day that you said forever to each other.
Whatever you need to, you know, say you made that commitment every year.
They've been married for quite a while, and I think, you know, for couples like that, you tend to forget. When you're newly married, like, I told both my husbands, husband one and husband 1A, I always was like, you know the anniversary's coming up, right? I done already left the catalogs open to the rings.
One
I already
and
told
one
you what
A.
I need. One and one A. He don't deserve to be two.
Is this what I have to look forward to? Like, forgetting important dates like this? What's going to happen?
You got
to
play those trivia games. You got to, Chewy, you got to keep your mind fresh. You got to just do crossword puzzles, Sudoku.
No, the secret to marriage, Chewy, is forgetting everything. Not holding on to anything. You got to be able to wake up the next day with a clean slate.
Every day is just brand new.
Exactly. Everything's brand new every single day. No grudges.
Okay, basically, like, the notebook and just forget everything. Okay, all right, got
it. Yeah, because you're not going to remember what went on yesterday, Chewy.
Just
to
that
let
sheet
it go.
Off.
Coming up, ATL Chewy and I are going to keep the holiday spirit flowing with the game of Flip the Script Christmas Edition.
Ooh,
you don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, you guys. Woo!
Hey.
The most wonderful time of year, and what do you do most with families during Christmas besides open gifts?
Fight,
and watch Christmas movies. So today we're going to play a Dish Nation favorite called Flip the Script. All right. I'm going to say a favorite.
Okay.
I'm going to say a famous movie line from a Christmas movie, and you have to finish it. All right? Y'all ready?
All right. Okay.
Also, each of you should make a buzzer sound with your mouth if you know the answer. The person with the most points will be crowned the Christmas tree star, and the loser will be crowned Santa's little helper. Y'all ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's get it.
The first movie line is from a classic, Home Alone, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. All right? Here's the line.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, you blank.
Woo!
Gary?
Gary got it. Oh, gone, Gary.
Yes, I got it. Merry
Gary
Christmas,
got,
you
Gary
blank.
Gary got it.
That's what
that
I was going to say.
A great attempt, Gary, but that is not the answer. Sherry?
Oh,
I was going to say Merry Christmas, you mother...
No. No, it is not.
Merry Christmas, you dirtbags.
Oh, no. The answer is Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Ah,
damn it.
That sounds like what I said.
All right.
Yes, that was close.
Nobody has points. Nobody's winning. Everybody is horrible. All right.
Merry
this
Christmas.
Is great.
We're tied.
This feels like Christmas. This really does feel like Christmas. All right, moving on.
Okay.
This is a line from the classic movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay. All right.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, blank. Sherry.
I'm going to let HK go first.
HK, go ahead.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding. HK got the point, baby.
And I just guessed.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just guessed.
I'm glad I gave you that point. That's how you do Christmas.
Teamwork, Sherry, teamwork.
That's it. Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right. HK has a point, Sherry has none, and Gary has none. Let's go. Moving on.
All right.
All right, this next line is from the one and only Jennifer Lewis in the movie Preacher's Wife. That man is so oily, you could blank.
Bing, bing, bing.
All right, Gary, go ahead. Say the answer.
You can fry a chicken on his smile.
Hey, Gary! Oh,
that's a random line. Okay.
All right, Gary. All right. Gary has seen The Preacher's Wife. All right. HK has 1 point. Gary has 1 point. Sherry still sucks with 0 points. Moving on.
0 points.
Right. This will determine the winner. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This line is from my all-time favorite movie of all time, Die Hard. No more table. Where are you going to go now? Let me give you some advice. Next time you have the chance to kill someone, blank.
Bet.
HK, go ahead, bro.
Don't hesitate.
Yeah, HK got the point, baby. Oh, yeah. HK got the point.
I don't know nothing about Christmas movies.
That might be the only Christmas movie I know other than A Christmas Story.
With that point, HK takes the game 2-1-0. You got nothing, Sherry. Gary got 1 point. You are a Christmas star, HK. And Gary and Sherry, you are Christmas little helpers. Congratulations.
Oh, I love being a helper. Yay! Yes.
Coming up, find out what actress is trashing the holiday movie she was in. Come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, one of the most beloved Christmas movies of the 21st century.
Die Hard.
I know that's yours.
That's mine too, Christmas movie.
Yeah, most guys. No, it's the 2003 movie Love Actually.
I love that.
Starring Hugh Grant, but not all of the stars of that movie loved it.
I loved it.
Now, Lulu Popplewell played Emma Thompson's 12-year-old daughter in the movie, and she's now, this will make you feel old, she's now 29.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
She said that Love Actually, the movie, was cheesy and sexist.
Oh, get out of here.
She also said this. I remember meeting Hugh Grant, and he said, do I have to speak to her? I hate children. And she said, he said it very non-ironically, which I thought was funny. Now, in case you forgot, Hugh Grant now has 5 children of his own.
Yeah.
I think everybody hates kids after about 5 minutes of kids.
Yeah, right. You're like, all right, go outside.
Any kid, like at Lulu's age at the time, is going to think, and he said it non-ironically. It's like, you didn't even get the joke back then. He was being Hugh Grant. He was saying,
Do I have to talk to her?
Yeah, plus he doesn't want her hanging out at the trailer all the time because he had to be nice to her for 5 minutes.
I find it ironic that he said, I hate kids, but you love hookers. All right, then.
Sherry, have you starred in anything that, looking back at it, you don't think of fondly? Where you look and go, oh, that was not a great experience.
Yeah, Heidi, it was my marriage and the sequel, my second marriage.
Oh, damn. Sorry, Sherry.
Yeah.
Husband 1A.
And Husband 1A.
Jesus.
Yeah, those are two movies that just, I was not good as the star.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And you're saying that non-ironically.
Yeah. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.